Alright, are you familiar with the book The Sane Society by Eric Fromm? Yeah. In the book he's talking about the alienation of man and depression in capitalist society. I thought that was very relevant, still 50 years later today. Do you agree with that, and do you think there's anything we can do about that?
I didn't make it up, because, I mean, Marx talked about it in the early manuscripts, and in fact from... edited the early manuscripts and about alienation of labor and so on. He extended it from, and Marx didn't invent it either. It comes out of the Romantic tradition in which he grew up, about how if people work at the command of others, their work and lives don't mean anything to them. If they create themselves, then it does mean something to them. It's the core of alienation. And it generalizes over the society when people are atomized, separated from one another, and so on. And he was, I think that book must have been in the 50s. Yeah. And he was discussing a situation which was then developing after the Great War, you know, Second World War and the Depression. That radicalized people. If you look at the public mood by the late 40s around the world, but in the United States too, it was pretty radical. There were pressures even for workers to take over industry and so on. And that caused real fear in the business community, which pretty much runs the country. And huge programs were initiated to try to drive the society back to obedience. Massive programs. This is pretty good scholarship on it. Captive audiences and factories were given lectures on, you know, what they call economics or, you know, Americanism and so on. It infiltrated churches, schools, sports leagues, almost anything you can think of. At the same time, a huge social engineering problem was a project was instituted, probably the biggest one in world history, I think bigger than anything Stalin contemplated, namely the suburbanization of America. It began with a literal conspiracy, you know, sent to court and fined a couple $1,000s by General Motors, Firestone Rubber, and Standard Oil of California, who bought up the pretty efficient electric rail system in Los Angeles, and I think maybe all of California, at least Los Angeles, and converted it to use by trucks, buses, cars, and so on, obvious to their benefit. I mean, disaster for Los Angeles, in my opinion, but anyway, that's what happened. They were taken to court for conspiracy and, you know, fined enough for their victory dinner and celebration, I think. And then it was picked up by the government, state and federal government. During the 50s, Eisenhower instituted something which Obama says he's taken as model, namely what's called the National Defense Highway System. If you carry out a government program, you have to put the word defense in there. Otherwise, people aren't going to pay for it. So it was the idea was, well, we'll transport missiles around the country or some lunatic notion like that. But it was simply a means. Along with that went development of infrastructure for airports, air commerce, and so on. Well, and of course, nothing for railroads. They are allowed to deteriorate. Well, the whole point of this is to create an economy based on fossil fuels, on the individual automobiles, not public transportation, and also to spread the country out. Real estate laws were changed in the states so as sort of try to scatter the population, pretty much destroy the inner cities, scatter the population, arrange it so that where people live, you know, you're going to have two cars because you have to get to the mall and you have to go to work and this and the other thing. All right, it's a huge project. And one of the consequences is what Fromm called alienation. Communities are broken down. Natural entities are broken down. And people are out, you know, kind of, in a way, impelled to be out for themselves. Then they're alienated from the surroundings. leads to malaise of various kinds. And that's been, incidentally, I have nothing against suburbs. In fact, I live in one. It's very pleasant. But it does have these consequences. One of its consequences, which wasn't considered much in the 50s, is it's going to destroy the environment. But, yes, the comments, both alienation in work of labor and of life, are, mean more now than they did then. Society is very atomized now. People feel alone. They feel helpless. It even shows up in polls. Like an astonishing 80% of the population think that the country, the government, does not work for the people. It works for a few big interests who are looking out for themselves. But they also feel they can do nothing about it. I mean, this even shows up in other things. Like a huge percentage of the population, I've forgotten the numbers, think that the Bush administration either was responsible for 9/11 or might have been responsible for it.
Really? A huge portion?
It's pretty high. I think it's over a third or something like that. You know, a lot of people. You know. But quite interestingly, they don't think there's anything they can do about it. Okay, so our government is a bunch of mass murderers who are trying to slaughter us, but what can I do? You know? That's alienation carried out to an indescribable degree. People just feel helpless, hopeless. And you can understand why. You can't do anything as an individual, and you don't have any organizations. That's part of the reason for the intensity of the attack on unions. They really are instruments of democratization. For workers' education, for exchanging ideas, for making plans, for entering into political action, and so on. I mean, I can remember from childhood, I grew up in the Depression as a kid, but my aunts are unemployed seamstresses and that sort of thing. But they had a union, and that was a center that their life turned around, cultural life, even things like a vacation, you know, or some sense of unity. I mean, the slogan of the labor movement is solidarity, you know, and the opposite of solidarity is alienation. So, these things, and it certainly has increased, and it's still increasing. So if you look at Obama's budget, there's a lot of money for infrastructure, but very little for, a little, but not much for mass transportation. Which is essential, and almost nothing about trying to do something about reconstruction social life to reverse the effects of these massive social engineering problems that are creating ecological disaster and alienation and so on.